April, thank you very much. 1300 011 70, the Ryko Filters hotline. You can also text 0457 736 736. Rightio, Finchman, let's get into this. This is Manly taking on the Roosters. Jimmy Smith, Brett Camorley, Brett Finch, you've got the call tonight. We look forward to that right here on SEN. It is Manly who finished the season in fourth position, the Sydney Roosters in fifth position. And we spoke about this. The winner of this game, despite both teams finishing fourth and fifth respectively, the irony of all of this is that they are in a superior position to the Melbourne Storm to go through to the grand final. They'll take on Team 3. Meanwhile, the Melbourne Storm take on Team 2, which we both think is ridiculous. Anyway, let's talk about this. Manly taking on the Roosters. They met in week one, round one they met.
Would have been no Tom?
Well, I tell you what, this is how different the sides are. There were no Tom. There were no Tom for the Manly Seagulls. This is the front row for the Sydney Roosters. Tauke Aho, not playing.
Yeah.
Jake Friend.
Not playing.
Lindsay Collins. Not playing.
So you forget about Lindsay Collins. He's an Origin front row.
The halfback was Luke Keary.
Oh.
The winger was Brett Morris.
Wow. Who scored a hat-trick.
Who scored a hat-trick in this game. So they Manu was in the centres. It has just been heavily decimated, the Sydney Roosters team from week one. So it's an absolute marathon, isn't it? A rugby league season. It goes to show that.
It does. But I tell you, you want to talk about culture. It's a buzzword for people to use. And you want to know why the Roosters and the Storm and these clubs are so good and what an example of culture is. Doesn't matter who's out or who's comes in. The effort and the selflessness and what is exactly the same. Now, the talent might not be the same.
No.
But the person coming in, the effort and what they're willing to do for the team is exactly the same. And that's why that's why the Roosters have managed to, against all odds, continue to battle, because they've got a next man up mentality. Robbo, you never hear him whinge about they've got to address the situations with retirement and injuries, but they never whinge about it.
No.
And his expectation is the same, that he expects the same effort and the desire. And those things win your games, because, mate, you look last week, Storm didn't do anything fancy. All their game plan was built around effort levels. They hunted Trbojevic in a pack. You know, their kick chase, that's an effort thing. Work to the outside and attack him in numbers. They're all effort things. Holding the ball and building your game. It's about being a selfless play when, you know what, no, that offload's not on. Get to ground, play the ball, kick chase, keep going. And the Roosters can do that. That's got nothing to do with talent. And if anything they've shown is to never give in is certainly a trait of a Trent Robinson coach team.
This is where I think it may well decide the game ultimately. You and I called at Four Pines Park. It may have been the last game there, in fact. Manly smashed the Cowboys.
Yes.
And we both left watching Lachlan Croker at dummy half zipping the pass. The service was unbelievable.
He was a big loss last week.
He's a massive loss. And he's been one of the most underrated players this year. His service from dummy half, the width he provides, his halves when they want the ball, he comes back into the side. The Roosters lose Verrills. That's a huge component of this game.
It is. And the one thing, he can control that. He control the ruck, so there's less pressure on DCE. You know, he can keep it around the ruck there and get it to his halves when he needs to be. It can go one way or the other. The Storm jumped out of the blocks, and Manly didn't handle that well. And they want to play the throw it out the back door catch up game, which Storm just ate that up.
Yeah.
And the Roosters, Roosters want them to do that.
Yep.
And force them into errors. But if Manly have got their head on and just going to grind with you, they've obviously got the talent to beat you at the back end of games. They got to hope that Manly want to throw it out the back door and start improvising things when it's not the right time to, which they did against Melbourne, and they forced them into error.
The form line, clearly people will say, well, the Roosters only beat the Gold Coast, but you know what, we called the game, and for what it's worth, I thought personally, despite the scoreline, I thought the Roosters smashed the Gold Coast.
Mm.
The Gold Coast tries was the Kelly one where they had him. It was a game of... But they had him covered easily. They touched him 400 times. It was like a game of Oztag. They just couldn't get a tag, right? So when Kelly went through, the Fasua Mala'awi one, it was a bit of a bounce that pops out the back. He scores a try. The try scored by Jared Wallace, where running out of trouble was Ikavalu. Bang. They smashed him. Don't worry about that. Manly, though, their issue is on the right-hand side.
Yes.
Craig Bellamy completely exposed that. Harper, Daly, Cherry Evans, that's an issue. And I can tell you this, we spoke with Hammy Goodman earlier. The last 3 weeks, the left-back rower in the opposing team to Manly has scored. Yeah. Ben Condon, Matt Dorey,
Kenny Bromwich.
It's a real issue for him, that side. Do we see a change, or does Dez just go, no, I'm backing you, Morgan Harper, next to Daly? How do you see that playing
out? I think he's had such a good season, he deserves another week.
Yeah.
For sure. And one thing that what he does do, he has the ability to bring Saab into the game. Now, it didn't happen because he did have a few errors and he didn't have a great game, young Harper. But, look, I think the body of work over the season, he certainly deserves another go. It wasn't his best game. I'll tell you what, there's plenty in the same boat.
Yeah.
Marty Tapau was very poor. You know, he'll certainly get another chance. DCE wasn't a great game from him. Foz was very quiet. So it's quite easy to single out the young fellow on that right edge, and he wasn't great, and he needs to improve, but he wasn't Robinson Crusoe there last week, that's for sure.
Why the Roosters can win it? Well, they had the big win at the start of the year, but despite the ins and outs, that can be dismissed with many ways. But Trent Robinson versus Des Hasler, only 4 times in 14 has Des beaten Trent Robinson. So there's a tick for the Roosters
column. That's crazy, and Des, I think Des and Bellyache about neck and neck.
Yeah.
Des might have one more win.
Styles make fights. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Finchie, we've all seen a game of cricket where someone gets dropped on two and now they're playing with the house's money. It's just free spins. The Roosters should be gone. It's free spins. They've been dropped on two. How many runs can they get after that? That's a question.
And one thing, mate, you got great old Warriors and champions. Yeah. Hargreaves, a 3-time premiership winning front row.
Yeah.
He ain't going to go down with a fight. Tupu is one of the best club wingers and Origin you've seen for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic player. Tedesco, arguably been the best player in the competition in the last 5 years. That's the name. I think Radley, I think he's the best lock forward in the game. I've got a huge rap on him. He would be one of the best 5-8s in the game, I reckon, if he wanted to. So there's still plenty of quality there, even though there's been a truckload of injuries.
I'm fascinated by the battles. You've got Angus Crichton marking Schuster.
Crichton. I forgot about Crichton.
In fact, no, it'll be Angus Crichton marking Olakau'atu. Angus Crichton marking Olakau'atu, and then these young bulls, Schuster versus Tupanua. Looking forward to that.
So one thing too with Angus, he's a thinking man's back rower. He'll know and watch video where some of the other younger blokes, they're just, give me the ball, let me at him. He would have done plenty of work on exposing edge.
Try and get under his skin. Olakau'atu gave away a couple of penalties last week.
Pushed Munster in the head.
Which the Storm exploited. Munster saw and then goes, righto, let's direct all the traffic at him. I think if Crichton can do that, then the Roosters might have a shot.
When Tevita Pangai Jr. signed for the Penrith Panthers en route towards the Canterbury Bulldogs, we're wondering, okay, well, that's going to cost someone at the end of the year. Who's going to be the player who's cost a position in the 17? Well, it's Spencer Leanu by the looks of things. He's out of the 17. Coming back is Moses Leota. Dylan Edwards is a big inclusion for the Penrith Panthers. Jerome Luai, he's been quiet. Here's what Greg Alexander had to say on Jerome Luai this morning.
Well, I think the man that has been a little bit absent, and I've missed the left side raids of Penrith down that short side involving Kikau, Jerome Luai. I think Luai's short kicking game and passing game will expose Blake Ferguson, Will Penasini, very much like Newcastle did.
Yeah,
Chuala scored 3 tries.
Yeah, that's
Chuala
right.
Chuala scored 3 tries, 2 passes and 1 grubber kick.
Yeah.
And I think Jerome Luai will be able to expose that right side.
Yeah, Fergie's having a lot of trouble with his decision making and
in and out, a long way infield,
hit short, rip around the same way, and got him short.
I think if Penrith are to win, they need Jerome to play well and you know, combine well with Nathan. I think he will.
Okay, so he mentioned the 3 tries that Inari Tuala scored last week. Let me take you through the last month or so for Parramatta. They took on Tupu, scored a try for the Roosters, so he scored 1 try. The following week, Josh Mansour, these are all left wingers against Parramatta.
Yep.
So Tupu scored in round 20. Round 21, Josh Mansour scored 2. Round 22, Ruben Garrick scored 3. Round 25, Brian To'o scored 3. Week 1 of the finals, Inari Tuala scored 3. So that it's a massive problem. It's a massive problem for them on the right-hand side.
Without a doubt. I just to touch on what Brandy said, I think it's more pressure on Nathan Cleary.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't get going, Jerome Luai won't get going.
Yeah.
Now, you look at someone like Walker and Reynolds for South, they combine brilliantly together, but if one bloke's off, the other one can still fire. Or one bloke's out injured, the other one can still dominate. We've seen Jerome without Nathan.
Yep.
Not as dominant, because he's not that type of player. He plays off the back of what Nathan and Isaiah Yeo do through the middle of the ruck. You know, he's more of the running 5-8. He works off the back of his halfback and his lock forward. He's not more the ball player who's going to control things and organise things. He's more of a runner. So while I agree with Brandy 100%, he needs to lift his game. He relies on those other two guys much more than most other 5'8s do. So if you can try and lock down Cleary or an Isaiah Yeo, you go a long way of keeping Jerome Luai quieter. And we've seen the last couple of weeks where Cleary hasn't, well, not played badly, but the opposition's done a good job on him. And Luai's really struggled to get into the game.
There is no reason, based on those numbers I've just shown, that it won't happen the same thing.
Exactly, but if they get it right, good luck stopping them.
But for me, you've got the left-hand side of Kikau, Luai, Burton, and To'o, right? You absolutely must. You've got to take Fergo onto the other wing.
Of course you do.
You have to. You just have to put him on the other wing, at the very least, to unsettle what Penrith will be doing. You have to do that.
Well, it's just stupid. That's their strong suit too, down that side, Penrith, and you don't want to allow that, like, to get a roll on down there. Once they start rolling down that left hand side, and you get Kikau in the game, you get Jerome Luai in the game, then it's all sorts of trouble trying to rein them back in.
I'll tell you now, Finchie, if they trot out Penasini alongside Ferguson, To'o is guaranteed to score a try. He's absolutely guaranteed to score a try. I'm telling you. Anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the right go for this hotline.
Jeez, Nick Cronin's been on this.
I hope you've been busy. And you can text us 0457 736 736. Just repeating, don't go anywhere after 6 o'clock, because we have got you covered right here up to 11 o'clock. Jimmy Smith with the call. Brett Finch, yourself, Finchie, Brett Camorley, Noddy's going to be there as well to call all the action with the Manly Seagulls preparing for the Roosters. We've got tomorrow night's call as well, all the way through to the grand final. SEN have got you covered. Quick break and back with plenty more. A break and back with more.